The combination of a weak disturbance and a weak storm produced some light snow across the area last night. That snow has pushed off to the east, and for many areas, the sunshine has come through from behind the clouds this afternoon. There are still some bands of lake effect snow, and some of those snow totals are quite impressive, with over 2 feet of snow across areas that have had the most persistent bands of lake effect snow over the past couple of days. Overall, those lake effect snow bands are a little more confined in terms of how far they are propagating to the east. So they're mainly closer to the lakes right now, and that's mainly how they will stay overnight into the day tomorrow. But at times, we may see a little burst of snow or a couple of snow showers in spots. Otherwise, we're looking ahead to a partly cloudy night. It'll be a cold night across eastern New York and western New England, but not below zero, but we are looking at lows that will be in the single digits to lower teens. Then moving into tomorrow, a substantial storm will track across the deep south, and that storm is prompting winter weather alerts all the way from Texas east through Georgia into the Carolinas, then up into Virginia, and then out to the Delmarva Peninsula. So a storm will cut across the deep south, bringing wintry weather to areas that are not really used to it. And then that storm will work its way off the east coast by tomorrow, likely tracking near the Outer Banks on a northeasterly heading. Now, the storm is expected to track to our southeast, and likely it will track well southeast of Cape Cod on a path that would be too far out to sea to bring us any significant snow across eastern New York and western New England. Now, there is a little bit of a westward jog in some of the computer modeling over the past couple of days, and at this point it does appear the storm will come close enough to bring at least a little bit of light snow to portions of our area. And I can see that snow coming as far west as about the Hudson River from Poughkeepsie to Albany, and then off to the northeast into southern Vermont. So later tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, there's a potential for snow in those areas and points to the east and southeast. And there might be some accumulating snow, especially through interior Connecticut into the Pioneer Valley, and the snow amounts will increase quite heavily the farther east you head, so Cape Cod could be hit quite hard by this winter storm as it moves by to our southeast tomorrow. And then on Sunday, it's a gusty day, and we keep that cold weather theme right through the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a few snow showers, cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of afternoon snow showers, especially in southern Vermont, high 16 to 22. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and lake effect squalls, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, some scattered snow showers, high 16 to 22. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon snow and highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of afternoon snow, especially east, high 16 to 22. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, windy and continued cold with highs in the teens to around 20, and on Monday increasing clouds, breezy and cold, high 18 to 26. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.